AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily for Friday, August 8th, 2014. I'm Barb Banyai, wrapping up my week in the anchor chair, and now today's news. It's Friday. We're just hours from the weekend, so what better time to dream of some expensive supercars, right? Well, that's what Lexus has up its sleeve when Executive VP Mark Templin announced earlier today that Toyota's luxury nameplate may build a successor to the LFA. You know, that's the 552-horsepower Lexus that sold for close to $400,000 and stopped production a couple years ago. There were only 500 made in that initial run, and Bloomberg's Tokyo Bureau reports that Templin says the plan for a new car has CEO Akio Toyota's backing. There are no solid production dates for the next supercar yet, so you performance enthusiasts still have time to put some money away in your future LFA fund. And speaking of money, Hyundai is going to have to dig into its pockets to the rate of $17 million, and not with a smile on its face. The Wall Street Journal reports that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, said the South Korean automaker has agreed to pay the fine for delaying the recall of some 44,000 Genesis sedans. Some of the company's 2009 to 2012 models had brake corrosion issues, and it failed to notify the government in a timely fashion, which resulted in the fine. Meanwhile, the recall worries continue for GM. The Detroit Free Press reports that several small crossovers from 2006 and 7 have power window problems. The parts won't be available for a couple more months, so the company is asking the nearly 190,000 owners to park outside if they have the choice because of the possibility of fire. And if that wasn't enough bad news for the company, when it comes to the original ignition switch recall issue that started all of this, the Detroit News tells us that GM can't find nearly 140,000 owners to let them know the potential problems with their cars. In papers filed with NHTSA, the company reported that 6.4% of the 2.2 million recalls have gone undelivered. Analysts say mostly due to the age of the cars and how many owners they've had. On the brighter side for GM, get ready for a new jolt of Volt. The company will reveal the next generation of its combo car at the 2015 Detroit Auto Show in about 6 months. Global Marketing Chief Tim Mahoney, who recently appeared on AutoLine this week, made the announcement yesterday in Traverse City, Michigan at the management briefing seminars. The upgraded Volt will be one of five redesigned vehicles that Chevy will unveil at the North American International Auto Show. And speaking of MBS, don't forget to catch this week's coverage of the car conference anytime on our website. John interviewed a variety of newsmakers, including executives from Ford, Nissan, and even the agency that influences the automakers, CARB, the California Air Resources Board, over the last few days. Catch those and more available anytime at autoline.tv. Coming up next, why one professor says estimates for car sales in China are way too low.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Car sales in China are expected to hit 35 million a year by the end of the decade. However, Professor Frank Zhao from the Tsinghua Automotive Strategy Research Institute and one of the guests on last night's AutoLine After Hours says the estimate is way too conservative.
You know, depending on whom you're talking to, people tend to agree roughly 2020, it's 35 million.
But 35 still, million a year that
year.
Will be made.
Yeah, exactly. But I still feel that sort of projection is too conservative. Mm-hmm. And 35 million from today's, last year we sold 22 million units. And that's only roughly annually like 6% increase.
And the market's growing far faster than that.
Yeah, looking at the last 10 years, almost on average more than like 18%. Even slowing down last year was still like 14%. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the year, some years, you know, we were even seeing like 50%, you know, like increase. But if we really look like a 9% annual increase, then it will be reaching 40 million automatically.
And it's growing far more than 9% a year now.
Right now, so far.
So, when you say 40 million, you're including everything. Heavy trucks, agricultural equipment, motorcycles too?
No. Okay. It's only for the four-wheelers.
So if you looked at just light vehicles, and what would the number be?
If you really look, the 40 million, if it's in total, then I think the pass car will be probably 33, 34.
Still gigantic.
Exactly.
And that's by 2020.
Yes. For example, looking at the last year, and the whole market was 22 million. Then 18 million were pass car. And only 4 million from the commercial. And then the commercial sales almost stagnated during the last 5 years. Just kind of 4 million around, and just there. And then really look, the sort of construction, everything, I don't see a big increase in the commercial vehicles, but it's more the 1.3 billion people. They have the money, they want to drive a car, and they are ready, and then that's really the market growth is all about.
Also joining John and Gary for a special edition of After Hours from the Car Management Briefing Seminars in Traverse City, Michigan, are executives from VW, Continental, Johnson Controls, and Jaguar Land Rover. There's a lot of interesting topics discussed, and you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv. Well, that wraps up today's show, as well as my week hosting for John. He'll be back on Monday. Before we sign off, though, the team behind the show wanted me to point out that this was sort of an experiment this week, and we would appreciate your feedback. If you liked my participation in the anchor chair, please let us know in the show notes. Many thanks to all of you for your kind words. I'm Barbara Banye, and I hope to see you again soon. Bye for now.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.